an object flew over his truck near Council Bluffs, Iowa. Again, this was Tuesday morning, the 19th of August. It took him about a month to get the information to us, but when I heard his story and when I learned how reliable a gentleman he is, he was a natural candidate to have on this program. With that, I wonder if we could just go to him and
Let's
bring him on and let him tell his own story.
Ken, welcome to Coast. How are you?
Hi, George and Peter. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Tell us what happened, Ken.
I was going north out of Council Bluffs on I-29 with an empty trailer about 5:15 in the morning, August 19th, and I just went through some construction, and in the upper right-hand corner of my windshield, I saw a glimmer of light. It kind of, I only saw it for an instant. It looked sort of like the windows and the side of an airplane, but I don't know if I saw it through peripheral vision or it just was just for an instant. I glanced up, and it kind of looked like it was coming down, banking, and turning to the left towards me. And I'm guessing a mile out, but after seeing, learning more later, I think it was maybe a half mile. And I looked back to the road to make sure I wasn't going off the road as normal. I glanced back up, and I lost sight of it, but I saw light down on the field and like a toboggan going across this field about a half mile across. In about count of three, it went just beyond the next overpass. It kind of stayed obscured, and it kind of looked like, after later seeing this, it may have jumped over the power lines and waited in the ditch. And as I went around the mild curve and popped out underneath the overpass, it was waiting for me about 20 feet off the road, just to the right of the roadway on over the ditch. And when I excuse me.
Oh, that's okay.
It was about a quarter mile ahead of me, I'm guessing. I can't recall exactly. I was doing 60 miles an hour in cruise. It waited for me, and when I got to it, it slowly sped up. I just left it in cruise, not knowing what to do.
Sure. Now, it sounds to me, Ken, that when you use the phrase, it was waiting for me, you sound a little emotional when you say that.
Well, because over the next 2 or 3 minutes, I had the opportunity to drive beneath it, and it stayed with me.
Oh, my.
And when I got up to it, in the report I put that it was about 2 miles an hour slower than I was going, but that's kind of how it fell back later. I'm not sure that's quite accurate.
Were you concerned at all for your safety?
Well, I don't know. I when I first saw it, it totally, I mean, you don't think you're ever going to see anything like this. It just caught me off guard. And I just thought, well, I don't want to hit the brakes, do something that's out of the ordinary, because that might draw attention to me and be a worse problem than going on. So I left it in cruise. And then I became more intrigued as I got up to it, because it stayed ahead of me just a little bit. And I mean just a little bit. It was the rearmost lights were only just beyond my bumper initially, and it only went like a half a mile an hour faster than I was, and I was able to actually drive up under it and observe the way it was put together. Now, I couldn't see the, I don't know, you wouldn't want to call it a fuselage. It was some kind of craft. It was either black, or I actually couldn't see a surface above the lights. The lights were three white lights. Three discs, 4 foot in diameter approximately, with a bunch of little star-like lights in there. They look similar to halogen lights, like in the interior of a car.
Yes, yes.
A whole bunch of those. They were recessed up inside of like a ring, and I couldn't tell. I couldn't see fuselage or anything above that.
How big do you think the object was, Ken?
Well, I really don't know. The following Sunday, which was a few days later, I went down there on my motorcycle during the day, and about 50 feet from the roadway is a row of utility poles, and they are about 35 to 40 feet tall. And that's the only limitation I could see, but I had no idea. I don't know if the craft was considerably smaller. The light, there was there was three lights, 4 foot in diameter, and they were maybe 4 or 6 feet apart in an equilateral triangle, two leading and one following. And in the center, there was a red light about 3 foot in diameter. It was several. Actually, I could see the bulbs in it. I don't recall exactly how they looked, but they were like cherry red, and the bulbs looked like they might be as big as your fist.
When you got home, Ken, what did you tell your wife?
I didn't for a couple of days.
Oh, kept it a little secret, huh?
Yeah, well, I was pretty tired because it was right at the end of my shift, and I don't know. I might have went into a self-defense mode. I don't know what happened, but I did think about it further, but I tried to not let it rattle me.
What about now? Where are you now with this? Have you recognized the fact that whatever you saw, you just don't know what it was?
Well, I know it's not something we have. That's
why do you feel that?
It's because it came across the field. When I came up to it, it was not moving, or it was maybe 20 or 30 miles an hour, something like that. So that as soon as I come under the bridge, I drove right up to it. So this thing was perfectly level, no angle of attack. It was just flat. The air was not holding this object in the air up.
You didn't really see any wings or anything like that, did you?
I couldn't make anything out except those lights. I don't know if it was just because it was making like the pupil of my eyes smaller because of the brightness of the lights. They weren't hurting my eyes, and actually I got right up under the darn thing. So, you know, if they were bright enough, they were kind of like stadium lights, the way they were lighting up
okay.
the ground.
All right. And it was close enough to you that if it was emitting some kind of really loud sound, like a sound of a helicopter, you would have heard that. Right?
Oh, I'd have heard that. My truck, I had an empty trailer on, so I was in cruise on flat ground. So the engine, and it's got a good muffler on. It's not a loud truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I wasn't paying attention. I don't know if my windows were up or down.
Peter, in your experience, Mr. Davenport, what do you think?
Yeah. When I first heard Ken's story, I was impressed. When I then discovered from his wife just how reliable a guy he is, salt of the earth, you can hang your hat on his every word, I realized we had a very, very interesting story here. And I was, from the outset, George, I was anxious to bring this one to this program. Ken has done a wonderful job of portraying, describing what that thing looked like. And I tend to agree with him based on his description of how close the object appeared to be to him. It's difficult to know exactly, of course, but how it hovered, how it moved at a relatively slow velocity
mm-hmm.
next to his truck. It clearly, in my opinion, clearly was not an aerodynamic device. Something else was holding that object off the ground.